Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Omota and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. It's yet another week and I'm glad to be back. How's everybody doing? I hope you're well. You know how it goes. We love African music and this is that platform where I get to review albums that came out recently, mostly. I think I'll actually start doing like old school albums soon as well, just to give it a nice mix. What do you think? But anyway, this week we're going to Ghana, XD. Oh, no. I should say that again. This week we're going to Ghana, Chale. All right. Calm down. I'm going to be reviewing Sakodi's Alpha EP.
The latest African album review is... Album review.
First thoughts.
A quick rundown of the Alpha EP. This one was released June 7th, 2019 under Success Music. Six tracks in total, which is about 20 minutes of music, two collabos and multiple producers. Obviously, Ghana's Sakodi is no stranger to us in the African music industry. When he drops a track or an album, you listen. Music aficionados and fans alike, it's Sakodi. Anywho, Alpha is very direct as an EP. As the title suggests, on the surface, it's about dominance and exuding that hyper-masculinity, which is a staple in hip-hop, of course. When you look deeper, you realize that it's about staying ahead in the industry, and considering that the industry is very unforgiving, and if you're not sure about yourself and your goals, it will swallow you. So, Sakodi is basically sending a statement.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
The opening track, Greatness, is Sakodi at his most lethal. The beat is crafted to perfection with a deep, hard-hitting trap bassline that is elevated by the synths in what I would describe as victory music. If you watch movies where someone triumphs, the music they play right at the winning point is the kind of synth used here. To top it off, there is a female vocalist sweetly holding chords at opportune moments to complement Sakodi's phenomenal delivery. This song alone is way too good. I had to pick up my jaw from the floor a couple of times. To be honest, I repeated this song maybe three times before progressing to the next track. And Sakodi describes this EP as the return of Idi Amin for those that doubted his credentials as the best and the most brutal. It's very descriptive. Sakodi says sometimes you gotta say it how it is. A lot of BS, but I be keeping a lot of it, you know. And those are the opening lines on Angels and Demons. On this song, Sakodi talks about getting a lot of criticism and being held to unreasonable standards, a lot of it because he chooses not to address rumors and the like. Funny enough, many so-called gatekeepers in the industry are the ones that are throwing shade at Sakodi all the damn time. Many times he has to be the bigger man and he will continue to do so because his career was built on hard work and he has risen above all the trials. So what else does Sakodi have to prove to anybody? Nothing. The production by A-Town TSB is another shining point here. Just like the production by Fortune Dane was on Greatness. It's just, man. Ha! Yeah, African producers out there.
More episodes of this podcast are available on various podcast platforms and on africanmusicindustry.com.
Legend featuring Joey B is the first song I heard off this EP, and it offers a unique composition. It still is hip-hop, but with most of a Midwest vibe to it, if I should say so. Joey B really offers a welcome versatility, keeping this song fresh and something I would see even high school kids vibing to. I see why this collab worked in that sense. Sakudi is Sakudi, obviously. And at this point, his regeneration as an artist comes through working with young, untapped talent that appeals to a younger crowd. The song Vintage Flow follows a similar template with a Posada-style guitar fusing with the hip-hop kicks, giving it some, grit, Yeah. This EP really got me my feels on the song Odo, which Sakudi performs together with the late Ebony Rains. The way she sang on that song really got me wondering, what if she had been alive today, the music we'd be getting. That being said, Sakudi himself was pure mammoth on this track. He stepped out of his comfort zone and delivered an absolute gem. You have to listen to this one.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
This EP is technically impressive. It goes without saying that Sakudi is one of the best flows out of Africa over the last decade and more. But also, he has superior delivery that takes years to perfect. It's not just about talent. It's about talent and hard work coming together to just be something amazing. Yeah, obviously natural ability helps.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
I'd say this sees Sakudi managed to keep the audience engaged throughout. Stylistically, this is the project I've been waiting for from Sakudi. While his last full-length release, Higher, was more, commercially inclined in appeal, I think Alpha is much more raw and hard-hitting rap, which is the zone I prefer when it comes to Sakudi's music. Imagine how happy it made me just listening to this EP from start to finish and having to repeat songs like 3-4 times. My kind of thing. You know what? I'm not going to waste your time with words. Alpha is an EP for the heads. Sakudi goes back to straight MC roots and excels like he has always done. If you are a hip-hop head or love African trap or maybe even trap in general, this album is a must. It's available online, stream, purchase, whatever. That's it from me. My name is MJ Wemoto, and this was the African Album Review Podcast by African Music Industry. Peace. Day and day.
Find us on africanpodcasts.com.